Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
They're all jumping. I'm fist bumping.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Can the DJ play that song
absolutely
on Sunday at Tony V's?
He can arrange that.
I like how you're like, absolutely. And you haven't even bothered to check with.
Yeah, the DJ. Does he take requests?
Dr. Feelgood. He's great. Oh, he's a friend of mine, and he knows how to bring the jams.
Does he feel good? Dr.
Yes.
Feelgood?
Yes.
Is he going to make us feel good?
Of course.
Ooh, I cannot wait.
I also feel like all of you are going to be like in the bar, and then all of a sudden, like, Yellow Card's going to start playing, and then guess who's going to have taken over the DJ set?
Dude, you should push him out of the way and do a full-on emo night set.
Yeah.
Oh, DJ Danny V.
Danny Feelgood.
Let's go get to our contestant, Shannon from Puyallup. Shannon, are you there?
I am.
Shannon, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
I was.
Oh! Yay! That means you heard the cheat sheet.
Son of a...
That's what I like to hear. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Shannon has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What color are the stars on the American flag?
White.
Correct. Which athlete has the most medals in Olympic history?
Swimmer. Pass.
What is the name of the monster in season 1 of Stranger Things?
Demogorgon.
Correct. Singer Lizzo graduated with a music performance degree in what instrument?
Flute.
Yes. Tom Cruise, Penelope Cruz, and Cameron Diaz starred in what early 2000s movie?
Vanilla Sky.
Yes. Which country has the largest population of tigers?
Africa.
No.
Pass.
During a football game, how many players can a team have on the field at one time?
11.
Yes. Who was the longest serving judge on American Idol?
Simon Cowell?
No.
Randy Jackson.
Correct. Who played Kelly Bundy in the sitcom Married with Children?
Katie... Can't remember.
No! Shannon, you got 6 correct, though. And 3 of those were from the cheat sheet.
That's right.
I'm very happy you were listening to that. And you were right with... He is a swimmer. Don't say his name. Steve's in here, but you were on the right track with that one. Steve, I don't want to remind you, but you got a big loss earlier.
Yeah, I lost to Taryn Daly.
And it was amazing, so I hope you get another one. Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
What color are the stars on the American flag?
White.
Correct. Which athlete has the most medals in Olympic history?
Is that Simone Biles?
No.
Michael Phelps.
Correct. What is the name of the monster in season one of Stranger Things?
The Upside Down?
No.
I'm going to go with Fred.
No.
Is it Dr. Philgood?
No. Singer Lizzo graduated with a music performance degree in what instrument?
Oh. Flute.
Yeah. Wow, that was beautiful. Yes. Tom Cruise, Penelope Cruz, and Cameron Diaz starred in what early 2000s movie?
Mission Impossible?
No.
Days of Thunder?
No.
Tom Cruise and Friends?
No. Which country has the largest population of tigers?
Country tigers. I'm going to go with China.
No.
I'm going to go with Bermuda.
No.
I'm going to go with Tukwila.
No. Damn During it. A football game, how many players can a team have on the field at one time?
11.
Correct. Who was the longest serving judge on American Idol?
Randy Jackson.
Yes.
Wow.
Steve, with that, you got 5 correct, which is a loss. 6-5.
Shannon!
Let's go, Shannon.
Woo! Woo! Thank you.
That was an amazing early birthday present.
That was great.
You okay over there, Steve? I'm going to blame it on the eye injury. I'm just not seeing these questions properly.
Oh, yeah. Also, I'll blame it on not listening to the cheat sheet, to be honest, because Shannon did know the name of the monster in season one of Stranger Things is a Demigorgon.
Demigorgon. And I watched that the first season.
Yeah, it felt like it was a really long time ago.
It was a super long time ago.
She also,
I think all the kid actors are in their 40s now.
Yeah, they're all looking hella old.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, Penelope Cruz, and Cameron Diaz starred in the movie Vanilla Sky.
Vanilla Sky, that's a good film,
it is
too.
It's a wacky
it's
one.
It's trippy as all hell, yeah.
You both didn't know which country has the largest population of tigers.
India?
Yes.
Boom.
You miss smarty birthday girl. Mm-hmm.
And one you did not get to, and Shannon did not know, who played Kelly Bundy in the sitcom Married with Children?
Katie Sagal. Or Katie Siegel?
No.
Oh, it's Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
Oh, I think of the mom.
She also was saying Katie something.
I thought that's the mom.
Oh, for a second I was like, do I have the wrong answer on my sheet?
No, you said Kelly Bundy. You didn't say Peg.
Peg.
They sound nothing like.
No, nothing.
Well, congrats on losing again today.
I'm under 500 again.
Oh, my God. This is a glorious day.
2025 is the darkest timeline.
Over the weekend, I will be turning 40, and there's a birthday party happening at Tony V's in Everett this Sunday, January 19th from 7 until 11. If you're around, stop by. Let's raise a toast together. We have a simple question to ask Rockaholics, which we do from time to time. 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a simple question about movies. All we ask is that you are a fan of comedies. 206-803-ROCK. We will ask you that simple question after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
A movie website put together a list of the greatest...
Sorry, Taryn. We have breaking news as we celebrate your 40th birthday party. That's happening this Sunday.
Happy birthday, Taryn. Happy birthday, Taryn. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Taryn.
And all morning long, we've been hearing some friends, also some Washington State Coug legends like Marcus Trufant, all wishing you a happy birthday. Still my favorite would have to be your sons. As he counted from 1 to 40 to wish you a happy birthday. Now, a lot of these people are people that you know and love, but we decided to find somebody to wish you a happy birthday that you know that is also your bitter, bitter rival.
Hey, Taryn, it's Dick from your Bike MS team. You know, the guy that barely beat you in our fundraising competition? Anyway, Brad told me it's weird to talk to another man's wife about their no-no zones, so I guess I'm just going to have to settle for wishing you a very happy 40th birthday. Hope to see you soon.
That's right, Dick. Over at Crucible Brewing, right? And,
yes.
And part of all the Bike MS stuff and always beats you when it comes to fundraising attempts. Wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Dick. You're the best. And yeah, shout out to all the no-no zones, all the bikers out there that just beat it up between the legs all the time. So this movie website went ahead and put together a list for us of the greatest sports comedy movies of all time. This is their top pick.
Yeah, shouldn't we learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Might be one of my favorite lines in all movie history.
That is one of the most quotable movies ever.
It's so great.
So this list leads us to want to ask a simple question.
Real quick, what was that movie?
Dodgeball. Dodgeball.
What the hell is wrong with you? You go home.
Okay. Tell me you've seen it.
I've never once seen
it. Oh, my God. Sarah?
I actually have.
Okay, good. Chris from West Seattle, what is your favorite sports comedy film of all time?
Absolutely the one that embodies our Mariners right now, Major League.
Great pick.
And yeah, the bit outside.
Dude, rest
American
in peace.
American legend Bob Uecker, God rest your soul, my man. You were fantastic, and we're always going to think about you.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside.
That's a great film. And Willie Mays Hayes,
that movie,
Pedro Serrano.
Made the list, number 10.
Yes. All right, I'll put you guys to the quiz to see if you guys can figure out now what number 2 was on this list. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's see if Danny's ever watched another classic film.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. Oh, yeah. I think you should be working.
Happy Gilmore. That's right.
Working at the snack bar. You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf. All right, let's go. You like that, old man? You want a piece of me? I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
It's always so disappointing when you watch it on TV and they edit that to Bobby.
I never watched the edited version.
The price is wrong, Bobby.
Yeah, that sucks.
Lame.
What would you put on the list?
I honestly, Happy Gilmore would definitely be on there for me. And another one that was on the list, I think I would have put it at number 1. They put it at number 4, Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack mm-hmm. is like, to me, the king of all of the sports comedies.
I've got one, and I like both, I would say, the original and the remake. Bad News Bears.
That's an awesome choice.
The original is so great, and I honestly was very skeptical with Billy Bob Thornton being the new, what was it, Buttermaker?
Yes.
And I thought, I know some people trashed that film. I thought it was super fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They also put Talladega Nights on this list, Mighty Ducks, Kingpin, Basketball, Champions, Little Giants.
Just when you think they're about to break apart,
ducks fly together.
When the wind blows hard and the sky is black,
ducks fly together.
And when the roosters are crowing and the cows are spinning circles in the pasture.
Okay.
Ducks fly together.
It has been a minute since we have heard anything from Dave Grohl, but he just did something awesome for those dealing with the California wildfires. However, this did not stop people online from goofing on him, so we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it.
If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
On his 56th birthday, my fellow Capricorn, Dave Grohl, volunteered with Feed the Streets in Los Angeles, and he was there to help prepare meals for the displaced families and the firefighters.
He's done stuff like that before where he like goes out and like helps people who are hit some tough times, and he like makes does barbecue because he loves cooking
like a
barbecue.
Pit boss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a TMZ reporter ended up catching up with Dave, and this is the audio.
Now, before we play it, I just want, I don't know if you can hear it in his voice, but visually you can see he's like beelining straight to his car because I. Paparazzi, TMZ. I bet in the back of his mind he's thinking, yeah, they might ask about what I'm doing right now, but they're also going to be asked about what I did before or who I did before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can almost hear, like, just like, I just got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. I just got to get out of here.
Hey, Dave. Happy birthday. How you feeling? I thought it was so awesome that you made chili for the firefighters and the fire victims.
Thank you. Yes, it was great.
Yeah, what made you want to go out there and do that?
Well, I have worked with the Feed the Streets people for a long time, and we usually make barbecue for them.
Uh-huh.
Now, mind you, he's walking as fast as possible while this is going on. He's not like he stopped to talk to her.
But because of all the red flag warnings and the, we couldn't do that.
Can I ask, are you guys going to be playing the Fire Relief Aid concert at the Intuit?
I don't know.
Ah!
And then he just slams his door shut.
Bye, lady. Oh.
His voice sounded a little like relieved, though, when that was the last question that she asked.
Well, many people had to flock to social media immediately to share their thoughts on all of this. So let's go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we sent some of these posts to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, reenact them however you want, just to show how crazy people get on social media. And as a fun side note, that I love doing the Dave Grohl ones because Jason is the biggest Foo Fighters Dave Grohl fan. So anytime he has to read negative stuff about his hero, Dave Grohl, it always goes well. Are you ready for the first comment about Dave?
Yes.
Did he bring his side piece? Oops, I mean side dish.
Do you think...
People never live this down.
How long do you think it's going to be before the identity of the other woman is revealed? Dude. I'm shocked that the internet has not sleuthed it already.
I don't know. You would think by now, or maybe when the kid turns 18, they'll have a tell-all book.
Oh, God.
Hope he didn't knock anyone up.
I think he did, actually. I think there was three people there that he ended up impregnating.
I bet he calls his chili cheating chili.
What? I'd like to try it.
I would love his chili.
I want to try some of Dave Grohl's cheating chili. That might be the best comment I've ever heard.
Cheating chili.
I don't know if it's so weird because there are, I mean, I'd say there's like dozens and dozens, there's hundreds, maybe even thousands of rock stars that have been inappropriate and, you know, awful people in that sense, but none are being crapped on as much as Dave Grohl. I don't know if he'll ever recover from this.
Yeah, it's going to take a minute, I think.
I mean, he didn't just step out of the marriage. He got someone pregnant and had a kid. It's like next level.
Well, you know, some just do a little, others do a lot.
And he did a lot.
Wish he put his wife first and didn't get his side piece pregnant.
What does that have to do with the chili?
For the longest time, Dave Grohl was my hall pass.
Oh.
And on the other side of all this, I'm like, well, I didn't know there could have been a chance.
And now that girl ruined it for you because he's not going to step out now.
Hide your wife, fellas.
Okay. It's not like he just showed up looking for people's wives.
On the prowl.
All right, we have one more comment about Dave Grohl. Trying to help out people dealing with the crap that's happening over in California with the wildfires.
Chili sucks. Almost as much as the Foo Fighters.
How dare you? Foo Fighters are awesome.
That's a hot take.
The lineup for Fire Aid, this big concert, was announced yesterday, and it is absolutely stacked. Although some people are a little bit upset over one band's inclusion, and it is for a very dumb reason. We're going to tell you what's trending after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of you are just getting moving this morning, taking in the beautiful day, and trying to keep up with the work.
Sorry, but there's breaking news. Today is the day that we celebrate your 40th birthday.
Jared, happy birthday. It's time to dance.
And all morning long, we've been celebrating by having some of your friends, your family, still my favorite, your son. join us in wishing you a very happy, happy 40th birthday, which we will be celebrating this Sunday over at Tony V's in Everett. All of us are going to be there. So come hang out with us and celebrate T-Dog's birthday. But we do have another person that wanted, or people that wanted to wish you a very happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Taryn.
What up, Taryn? Happy 40.
40 years old. You don't look a day over 40, 39.
Yeah, all those years of drinking at the Coug had no effect, dude. You're
not at all. Not at all. Anyone could look like that if they just drink enough.
Hello. Oh, Donovan, I dropped it, Miles. This radio school is really paying off.
I would be at Tony V's right now, but I'm in Austin, Texas, watching my kid lose a volleyball game.
I'm a white man with sunglasses on inside. I'm probably in Tony V's right now in the back door in his shop, but yeah. We all love you, Taryn. Happy birthday and welcome to being old.
Yay!
The men's room.
The men's room.
Took some acid and decided to give you a happy birthday message.
And they're already drunk.
They are a hot mess.
When aren't they?
God love them.
They're the best. Well, good guys. And happy birthday, Taryn.
Thank you. Well, as the world keeps moving, keeps spinning, pop culture is a lot to keep up with. So we're going to help you out and tell you what's trending. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go. They just announced the lineup for Fire Aid, the concert that's going to be helping out those who have been affected by the LA wildfires. And the lineup is absolutely stacked.
It's so stacked.
Here are just a few of the acts that will be taking the stage. Billie Eilish.
Okay.
Green Day.
Green Day, Danny. Yeah.
Gwen Stefani.
Nice.
Jelly Roll.
Okay.
Katy Perry.
All right.
Lady Gaga.
Fine.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Sweet.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Did you see that people are upset that Earth, Wind, and Fire are doing this show? Not because of like their musical abilities, which are fantastic, but because the word fire is in their name. They're like, that's very distasteful. So I think they're changing their name to Earth, Wind, and Water for this one show. No, I'm kidding. I was like, if I'm Earth, Wind, and Fire, I'm like, are we really giving us a hard time? This has been our name for like 50-something years, and you're giving us a hard time.
And here we are trying to do something nice for others.
It just shows people get worked up over stupid stuff.
Dave Matthews and John Mayer will also be performing, and performing together for the very first time.
Excuse me, what?
Two guitar crazy men doing it together. It's going to be amazing.
I'm more offended by that.
The show is going to be happening January 30th, and it's at the Intuit Dome and the Forum.
And I believe that they're going to be doing like some like live streaming on YouTube and Twitch and things along those lines and raising money that way as well. It's awesome, though, that they're putting something like this together for a while, which is still going.
Yeah.
People are still dealing with this awful stuff that's happening in California. Anyone on this show a fan? It's not. I don't mean this as like a negative, touching tribute to David Lynch. I respect his skills. I don't think I've ever watched a single thing that he's ever put out. And I was wondering if anyone else on the show is familiar.
You've never seen Twin Peaks?
No.
Oh, that was huge for us.
I tried. It was too weird for me.
Yeah.
Which is saying a lot because I'm kind of a weird guy.
This but I was is like, true.
Yeah. So you were a big fan of that. Anything else?
I just watched a handful of those episodes back in the day. I don't think it had very many seasons, though.
I know that's one of those shows that everybody... It's like that and, like, what was it, Firefly? Or, like, those two shows that are just kind of random that people always wish would come back.
Oh, yeah.
But sadly, he passed away at the age of 78. He also did Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive as well. His family did put out a statement saying that he's no longer with us. Didn't disclose the cause of death. And I do want to give a shout-out, though, to Ian and Everett, a fine listener of the show. He texted in this morning and said David Lynch was the creator and director of Twin Peaks, who died yesterday. There's a lot of locations from that show in North Bend, including the diner where you could get the cherry pie with coffee from the show.
It's perfect.
Have you ever been to that?
I haven't, but that's a great way to go and pay homage to his legacy for sure. There's a woman on TikTok who went viral after she ordered 5 things from Instacart, ended up with a male shopper.
Okay.
And the guy ended up getting 4 of the 5 items wrong.
That would be me if I worked for Instacart.
Here are the demands that she is making to Instacart and DoorDash.
I am begging you to make an update on your app where I can request a female shopper. I put in an order for 5 items. One of these items is what I ordered. I ordered a 1/2 gallon of store brand milk. I got a 1/4 gallon of Tuscan. I ordered a chopped Caesar salad kit. I got the ultimate Caesar salad kit because you have to look slightly harder for the chopped Caesar salad kit. And a man would never. He would just pick the one he sees first.
So far, she's not wrong. This is part of why my wife doesn't let me go shopping. Now having FaceTime helps because I'll FaceTime her when I'm trying to find... I don't know where it is, babe. She's like, just look up. Oh, there it is. Cool.
I ordered mozzarella pearls. I got a mozzarella log.
basically, this is a crash course into what it's like to be married. This is just a life lesson right here.
I ordered garlic and herb Land O'Lakes spread. I got butter with canola oil. Great.
Whoever's the Instacart shopper just doesn't give enough.
Like, maybe just go to the store yourself.
That would be a good solution to it.
If you're so picky and things have to be so exact. Wait,
in all fairness, though, she's ordering things and they're getting things that have the name in it, but they're not close at all.
This is annoying. I just think we should make it to where men cannot be shoppers for Instacart or DoorDash, but that would be discrimination. So, yeah.
Our household is the exact opposite. I am lost and having an anxiety attack in the grocery store, and Brad knows where everything is.
That's how my wife is. She just knows that it doesn't even matter. She could go to different stores where everything's set up differently. She's like, oh, yeah, it's right over there, up there, and go get it right there.
I will order online and do a pickup order 9 times out of 10.
Whenever she gives me like a list of 10 things, I just go up and down the aisles, and hopefully I'll spot these things and just grab them as I go, and then go up and down the aisles again until I finally find everything, which is like 2 hours later.
So I know my birthday is not until Sunday, but the greatest gift that could be given to me this morning.
Are we going to revisit this again?
Is if Steve Miggs will lose one final time today in the game of Beat Miggs. I did beat him this morning.
Yes.
And then Shannon beat you.
Yes.
We need it to happen one more time. And let's just revisit your record really quickly. 13 wins, 14 losses, and 2 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.